Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome back to Village Kids Advent Podcast. We are on a journey just looking at the adventure of Christmas and trying to see who are all the characters that have played a part in this story, what are all the elements of a good adventure, and what do we see that God was doing when he was bringing Jesus here to earth. And so today I have actually a brother tag team duo helping us just investigate this information. And first, before we get started, I want to let them introduce themselves. And so first off, we have, what is your first name?
Wesley.
And Wesley, what grade are you in?
Second grade.
All right. And then we have our second dynamic duo brother. Come on over. What's your name?
Bradley.
And Bradley, what grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So first, while I have you here still, what's your favorite thing about kindergarten?
Probably playing at recess.
Yep. That's a good one. All right. We're going to turn the microphone back over to Wesley. Wesley, what's your favorite thing about second grade?
Gym class.
What have you been doing in gym class lately?
Sports.
Oh, so fun. That's crazy. You are doing sports in gym class. How exciting. So I want to ask you guys a couple more questions just to get to know you. What are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year? Wesley, go ahead and go first.
Being in the Christmas pageant.
That's right. I've heard we have one person who's pretty excited and one person who's a little hesitant about the Christmas pageant this year. But that's what you're looking forward to most. All right, Bradley, what are you looking forward to most this year?
For Christmas? Santa coming.
Bradley, what about Santa Claus coming are you most looking forward to?
Him feeding the reindeers.
Him feeding the reindeers? Yeah. What does he feed the reindeer?
Carrots.
Oh, do you like carrots?
No.
So you're not going to be jealous of the reindeer's food then?
No.
No? You'd be like, you can have all the carrots, actually. I'm very happy for you to take all the carrots I'm supposed to eat during the month of December and feed them to those reindeer. All right, so here I have a couple more questions for you. Wesley, you can go first on this one. What is your favorite adventure that you have been on?
Going to the Great Smoky Mountains.
That is so fun. And what did you love about the Great Smoky Mountains?
Going on hikes and behind a waterfall.
You got to go behind a waterfall? I have not been. I have been to the Smoky Mountains, but not the entire thing yet, and I'm pretty excited. So I'll have to find out where that was, because that sounds like a pretty fun adventure. And while I have you, what is your favorite thing about going on adventures, and what is your least favorite thing about going on adventures?
My favorite thing is probably being in a cabin on top of a mountain watching the fireworks every night.
That's beautiful. And what is your least favorite thing? When you go on an adventure, you're like, ooh, I don't like this part.
Stepping in animal poop.
Yep, that'll get you every time, won't it? Every time it'll just make the adventure go downhill when you step in animal poop. All right, Bradley, let's hear yours. What is one of your favorite adventures that you've gotten to go on?
I have two. The Smoky Mountains, when we saw the baby black bear, and it was running across the road, but Daddy had to slam on the brake so it could get across.
Yeah, well, I'm glad he did. Yeah. What was your second one?
My second one is Disney World.
Yep, that's a good adventure. Both really quite exciting adventures. And so on those adventures, what's your favorite thing about going on an adventure?
Like, my Disney World one is like going and walking around and going on rides and going to stores.
You're just kind of like checking out what's going on and seeing all the things and having fun. What's your least favorite thing about an adventure?
When a bear comes right up to me and eats my face.
And how many times has that happened?
No.
Okay, good. No. Just clarifying. But that would be the worst if that was to happen. Well, I, for one, am very thankful that you have not had, even though we might have stepped in animal poop on some adventures, we have not yet had the bear eat our face off. So I'm thankful that we've been protected from that. And so we're going to talk a little bit about going off to Bethlehem. And can you guys tell me, what is Bethlehem? Where are we talking about when we talk about Bethlehem?
Mary and Joseph going.
Mm-hmm. And was this just like an accident? Like, oh my goodness, we have to go to Bethlehem. Or who do you think planned the whole thing?
God.
Yep. God did plan the whole thing. And so the most powerful person in the whole world decided that they were going to send Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, which was exactly what God had planned the whole time. And so I think it's super important for us that sometimes when it doesn't look like God is in charge, and it may look like someone is in charge of this world and is powerful, that we remember that God is in control all the time, even when it doesn't look like it. So I have a quick question for you. You guys can both answer this one. Who are the most powerful people that you've heard of, and who is in charge of the places that you go to? Bradley, why don't you answer? Who's like the most powerful person?
God and Jesus.
Okay. How about on this earth? Anyone else that you know of that's like a human? Go ahead, Wesley. What are your thoughts?
Satan.
Oh, yep. He does have pretty big influence on this earth, doesn't he? And so you guys are right digging into the spiritual realm. But sometimes we have people who are like maybe our president, or maybe like our governor, or maybe like sometimes other roles in our life. And they confuse us sometimes by the decisions that they make. And so we can get really discouraged because it feels like they're in control. But who's actually in control the whole time?
God.
All right. So today's question, do you guys know where we are at in the scriptures today for our story? We are in Bethlehem, and we're in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And so the year is 3 or 4 BC, real close, and more than 2,000 years ago. So it's a pretty long time ago that we're talking about today. Mary is pregnant with Jesus. She's about to be married to Joseph, and they're living in a small town of, do you remember where they were living before they had to go to Bethlehem?
Nazareth.
Good job. And so they're going to have to travel a long way. And so we're going to look at our scripture passage for today to look at our story in Luke chapter 2.
At the time Augustus Caesar sent an order to all people in the countries that were under Roman rule, the order said that they must list their names in a register. This was the first registration taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own towns to be registered. So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee. He went to the town of Bethlehem in Judah. This town was known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary because she was engaged to marry him. Mary was now pregnant.
Excellent reading. And so we see here in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, that they are having to go to Bethlehem. Why? Because the rulers declared that they wanted to count all the people and do a census, right? They had to go register. But this is kind of overwhelming, don't you think? Because Mary is like, are you kidding me? I'm pregnant and I have to travel all this way. And so where did they have to travel to?
Bethlehem.
And why did they have to go there?
Because they got counted to go there by Caesar.
That's exactly correct. And so here we go. We read the scripture. We see this. What do you think it felt for them to be in this spot where they had to go and be counted? Do you think that was exciting? Do you think it was overwhelming? What do you think?
Exhausting.
Exhausting. All right. I'm going to ask you this next question, and then I want you guys to take turns and make sure you move in front of the microphone. Okay. So go ahead and stand up on both your feet and then put your zipper down, because sometimes we can hear the weirdest noises in the podcast and we don't want to distract everybody. All right. So who seemed to be in charge in this story?
Caesar.
But who was really in charge?
God.
Jesus.
Yep. Both good answers. And so think of a situation where someone else's decision is making your life harder. Do you have it in your mind?
Satan.
Yeah. Even maybe someone on this earth, maybe like sometimes a teacher makes your life harder. Maybe sometimes your parent makes your life harder.
Satan.
Okay, we're just going to go with Satan. I love it. You're right. He makes like, he for sure makes life harder, don't you think? Yeah, because he's always like tempting us. He's always trying to get us to be discouraged.
Yeah.
Like, what else does he do? Like, how? What else does he do?
Yeah, like if our mom bakes cookies, then he says, "Go and take one and eat a nice cookie, and your mom won't even notice."
That's a good one, right? So he's tempting you. He's like, "Oh, she's not even going to notice." Wesley, what do you think? What is something that makes life harder?
Like when I'm supposed to have candy, but I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So someone's like withholding candy from you and you're supposed to have it, but you can't get it. And how do you think that God could take these temptations? How do you think he could use these hard things for your good? What do you think he could do with that? Is he still in control when you don't get the candy that you're supposed to have? Bradley, is he still in control when you don't get the cookie and you're having to say, no, I'm not going to take the cookie I'm not supposed to have? Who's in the control still?
God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you think he could use those decisions for your good?
Yes.
Yeah. What is your job? What is your job in those hard situations?
To keep your heart with God.
To keep your heart with God. I love that very much. Wesley, what do you think? What's your job?
To take care of my brother.
So I think that's part of it, right? But you got to make good choices for yourself, right? And you're like, okay, Lord, I see that you are in control of this authority in my life. I see that you are in control of the situation. So as long as they're not tempting me to sin, and as long as they're not asking me to sin, I'm going to obey the authority in my life because I know that you can work through that also. Well, I hope that our listeners have enjoyed just looking at a piece of the story. We're here, we have Mary and Joseph, and this is how they get to Bethlehem. They get to Bethlehem because God is actually behind the scenes and he is orchestrating every place that they need to be, even though in their opinion, it probably felt overwhelming. Like the boys said, they were exhausted, but we see that the Lord is actually moving them from place to place to get them right where he wants them to be. And so I'm wondering, Bradley, can you close us in prayer for today? And then Wesley, I'm going to have you pray after that. Sound good?
Dear Lord, thank us for this day and all that you have done. I love your creation. The nature is so fun. And I love you so much. I can't wait to come with you. Amen.
Amen. And Wesley, will you just close this in prayer also?
Dear Lord, thank you for this day and thank you for all the food and water we have on this earth. And thank you for creating all the plants and animals around the earth. And amen.
Can you close our podcast today by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas!
Very good.